Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Basil the Great of Caesarea. This St. Basil, known as one of the three Cappadocian fathers and beloved by many as one of the greatest theologians in the history of the Church, has left a legacy of many homilies, many texts bearing his name. But there is one homily that stands out to me as of particularly significant value, and this is his homily on the words, "Be attentive to yourself," found in the book of Deuteronomy. This text is so powerful and so significant that it does not seem fitting simply to extract one bit or another, as if that was the full wisdom of the sermon as a whole. So what I would like to do is take a little bit today, a little bit next week, and a little bit in the week that follows, looking at the robust way in which St. Basil deals with this important commandment found in this book of Moses. At the beginning of the homily on the words, "Be attentive to yourself," St. Basil reminds his hearers, and let us remember this is a homily. It would have been delivered in the context of the divine services in the Holy Temple. St. Basil begins his homily by reminding his listeners, his hearers, that God gives us language so that we can hear and discern his will, and so that we then can reflect upon it and learn from it. In St. Basil's words, "God, who has created us, has given us the use of language, that we may reveal the plans of our heart to each other, and through our shared nature may give each a share to our neighbor, as if from some treasury, showing forth our intentions from what lies hidden in our heart. For indeed," he says a bit later, "the excellence proper to discourse is neither to hide the things signified in obscurity, nor to be redundant and empty, turning in all directions, while overflowing randomly." This practical introduction is the way he moves into his reflection on the text in Deuteronomy. God has given us words, given us language, so that we can reflect neither superfluously nor in an empty way, but in a manner that discloses the hidden depths of things, the full reality of God's revelation. It is after he has said this that St. Basil comes to reflect on the reading from Deuteronomy. As he writes, "What we have just read from the books of Moses is truly of such a kind, which all of you who are diligent have remembered, unless possibly through brevity it has escaped your notice. The reading is as follows. Be attentive to yourself, lest an unlawful word come to be hidden in your heart." That is Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9. St. Basil continues, "We human beings are easily led towards sins of the mind. Therefore, he who has formed our hearts individually, knowing that the greatest part of sin is accomplished in impulse through what is in our intention, has prescribed purity in our directive faculty as primary for us. For that by which we most readily sin is worthy of the most guarding and care. For as the physicians with greater foresight safeguard the weaker parts of the bodies by precautionary advice ahead of time, so the universal protector and true physician of souls, who knows most of all where we are more liable to slide towards sin, has anticipated this with stronger guarding. For actions done through the body need time and opportunity, and labors and co-workers and other requirements. But the movements of the mind operate timelessly. They are completed without weariness, are constructed effortlessly, and are convenient on every occasion. Perhaps someone haughty, who looks down on propriety, though clothed in the outward appearance of sobriety, and sitting among many who call him blessed for his virtue, has run away in his mind to the place of sin in a hidden movement of his heart. He sees in his imagination the things that he seeks. He again imprints there some indecent liaison, and entirely within the secret workshop of the heart, he paints a clear picture of the pleasure for himself. He has accomplished the sin inwardly. It is without witness, unknown to all, until there comes the revelation of the hidden things of darkness and the disclosure of the intentions of hearts. Therefore, brethren, be on guard, lest at any time there come a lawless hidden word in your heart. St. Basil, commenting on this passage in Deuteronomy, reveals something important and insightful about the human condition. When we sin with the body, the sin of our senses, the sins of our physical members, that sin requires activities and actions. Things are done outwardly. They can be seen. It takes time to perform certain sins. It takes an exercise of will that manifests itself before others. But sins which reside in the heart, in the mind, sins of attention, sins of wish and desire and lust, these St. Basil identifies as taking no time. We can accomplish them deftly in an instant, and they are hidden deep within. Because they are not linked directly to our physical bodies, these impulses of the mind and of the heart can be carried out and brought to fruition with no external evidence. We can sit in the midst of holy people and commit great sins within us, of which the outside world remains utterly unaware, until, as St. Basil reminds in that passage, that coming day when the sins of all shall be disclosed. St. Basil has here identified two different types or categories of sinful activity, the outward sins of the body and the interior sins of the mind. And, he says, just as a doctor identifies certain areas which are more prone to easy infection, to easy disease, and preventatively stops them from becoming infected, so the Holy Scriptures, here in the books of Moses, prevent us from infection, from spiritual disease, in that aspect of our sinning which is the most simple, the most readily available. That is, the sin of the mind, the sin of the heart. Be attentive to yourself, is what Moses has written. And St. Basil emphasizes that he gives this wisdom, this directive, so that we can pay attention to that mind, that heart, in which it is so easy to sin. This is not to say we are not also to be attentive to the body. Of course we are. But in the heart, where sins can be accomplished so swiftly, so easily, in that realm there is need for extra attentiveness. Be attentive to yourself. St. Basil then continues. Each of the animals, by nature, has from God, who has constructed all things, the resources to guard its own structure. And you would find, if you observed carefully, that most of the non-rational animals have without training an aversion to what is harmful, and again by a certain natural attraction they hasten toward the enjoyment of beneficial things. Therefore also, God, who is educating us, has given us this great precept, that as this comes to them by nature, it comes to us by help of reason. And as they are set aright without reflection, we may accomplish this through the attentive and continuous care of thoughts. And guarding strictly the resources given us by God, let us flee sin as the non-rational animals flee harmful foods, but pursue justice as they pursue nourishing grass. So, brethren, be attentive to yourself, that you may be able to distinguish what is harmful from what is healthful. Attentiveness is of two kinds. On the one hand, we can gaze intently with the bodily eyes at visible things, and on the other hand, by its noetic faculty, the soul can apply itself to the contemplation of incorporeal things. Here St. Basil has gone further, and by drawing the example of the non-rational beasts of the animal kingdom, has shown the way the impulses work within us. There is an instinct in animals, but a rational faculty in the human creature. It is within our noetic faculties, as he calls them, that we are able to discern right from wrong, good from bad, not simply as a physical or emotional impulse, but as a reasoned deliberation reflecting the freedom and the will of God our fashioner. What is necessary, then, is that we guard this faculty intently and carefully, that we learn to gaze within the mind, to see there the impulses that lead us aright and those which lead us astray. If we do not practice within ourselves this attentiveness, this discernment, this constant watching, then we will be ruled, like the irrational beasts, by the simple impulses of soul and body. We will be guided by the compulsions of our passions. And yet there awaits for us the opportunity at every moment to do as Moses says, to look within the mind, within the heart, and be attentive to ourselves. This advice, fleshed out by St. Basil, gives us a practical foundation for our Christian struggle. We are to embrace the faculties given us by the Lord and exercise them well and truthfully in our hearts and minds, and thus may we make progress day by day in attaining to his kingdom.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.